Reportedly, voters in Summit County supported Proposition 2 by the largest percentage of any county in the state. But Anderson told KPCW that lawmakers have been incredibly anti-democratic and contemptuous of the statewide approval by passing a bill that, he argued, completely wipes out many provisions for meaningful access to medical marijuana.
It clearly was driven by the LDS Church, which is the major opponent of Proposition 2. What people are calling a compromise was really a total capitulation to the opponents of Proposition 2.
He said the lawsuit will likely name as plaintiffs the governor and the head of the state's health department. He said they hoped to have a filing done by Tuesday or Wednesday, but they're dealing with a 200-page convoluted bill.
This was a moving target. They kept changing the bill repeatedly. In fact, as late as the Friday before the Monday special session, another version of it came out. It's now 200 pages long. It's a combination of Kafka and Alice in Wonderland. And the extent to which the LDS Church and the legislature have gone to deny people access to relief from suffering is truly shameful.
He said legislators have made several ineffective excuses for the bill. Anderson said some have argued that their districts didn't vote for Prop 2, but he said that's an ultra-parochial attitude. Others have said voters expected a compromise was coming on Capitol Hill. Anderson said that's purely speculative, and he responded to another argument.
I hear legislators make the point, well, we live in a representative democracy. Well, no, they haven't read our state's constitution because it was amended in 1900 to provide that legislative power is not just in the legislature, but also it resides in the people who have all of the political power, and that through the initiative process, they're to be able to pass laws through direct democracy. And it's time that people stand up for that right and fight against this kind of emasculation.
Anderson said the legislation has limited access in several ways.
The legislature should not be free, for instance, to strip out all immune diseases as qualifying conditions, all immune diseases except for or two, Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. All other immune diseases they stripped out. What do they say? They say that, oh, the Utah Medical Association wanted to shorten the list. There's no renter protection. Under Proposition 2, 18 to 21-year-olds were covered. Here, every person, 18 to 21, although they can be prescribed opioids by their doctors, if a doctor wants to recommend medical cannabis, every one of those people, 18 to 21, have to jump through these additional hoops going before a so-called compassionate use board for them to make the determination as to whether they get medical cannabis.
He said the bill could well drive people to a black market in Wendover or Colorado, given the legislation's cumbersome distribution and dispensary system.
They put in place a state bureaucracy that's going to delay relief for suffering. It's going to be very expensive, it's going to be very cumbersome, and it's going to make things much less reasonably accessible in terms of the number of dispensaries and where they're going to be located. So they now, instead of private market model as contemplated by Proposition 2, although it was highly regulated, it was a free market system, they put in a state, they call it central fill system, where all the orders for marijuana will be filled there and then distributed to a greatly reduced number of private dispensaries.
The bill, he said, establishes that local health departments would be pickup spots for the drug.
But there's no guarantee that the health department's ever going to put that in place. And in fact, the bill contemplates that those offices very well may not be put into place because the bill provides for contingencies, saying if they're not put in place, then there will be, after a period of time, two more private dispensaries allowed, and then after a period of time, perhaps one. So instead of 30-plus dispensaries provided for under Proposition 2, now they're providing for only 7 private dispensaries, which may be as many as 10.
You said the legislation is about control, and as one supporter admitted, Anderson said, it's about saving face for the church. He said the church's role will probably be cited in the complaint.
We have a very unusual establishment clause in our Constitution. It's because of the theocracy in Utah prior to statehood. And they put in, I don't think it's in any other state's constitutions, that no church shall control the state or interfere in functions of government. They do it all the time. We all know they do it all the time. I think that everybody tries to be really polite and dances around the issue, but there's no question. Anybody will tell you there's not an alcohol law that will ever see the light of day in the Utah State Legislature. It won't even come up for a vote unless it has the imprimatur, the approval of the first presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Rodney Anderson, who said their first move in court will be to ask for an immediate injunction. He said the lawsuit is financed by the Epilepsy Association of Utah and an organization called Truce, headed by Christine Stenquist, a person who, Anderson said, owes her life to the use of medical marijuana. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.